The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Read a few verses from the Dhammapada. These are the ancient verses from the early Buddhist tradition. And this is from a chapter in the text called Thousands. And the opening verse goes like this. Better than 1,000 meaningless statements is one meaningful word, which, having been heard, brings peace. Better than 1,000 meaningless verses is one meaningful line of verse, which, having been heard, brings peace. Better than reciting 100 meaningless verses is one line of Dharma, which, having been heard, brings peace. So I better be careful what I say. So the idea of what is it that motivates our speech? What is motivates what we say? And is it motivated? Is it meaningless? Is it kind of filling empty air? Or is it, what impact do we have when we speak? What impact do we have when we engage and recite and speak? And I don't know if peace is an ideal that everyone shares as being an important thing, but we do have these beautiful capacities for, certainly for peace, to be settled, to be at ease, to have love, kindness, compassion. We have these beautiful hearts, beautiful people we are. And so how do we speak? How do we live in this the world? So we speak to that, or allow for that, or encourage that. How do we not do the opposite? Maybe that's all. How do we avoid speaking in ways that leaves the people we speak to agitated? How do we avoid speaking in such a way that the person we're speaking to, that they are a little bit, you know, their spirit is dampened a little bit in having had the conversation with us? Or maybe they got excited, but they got excited with being, they too have things to complain about. Now that you've shared your complaints, they want to tell you about their complaints, and isn't that great? And there's a wonderful bond that's formed between shared complainers. Wow, I found someone, I found my tribe. wow, it's so good to be around people who are just like me. And let's dive back into the complaining about whatever. But is there a way of, so what is the impact we have? What's the impact that has on us? And maybe trying to have an impact which is the ideal is too high a bar, but maybe to avoid the impact which is the opposite. So what do we pay attention for how we speak and what we do? And here's another verse, the next verse in this thing here. Maybe you can reinterpret it or interpret it in ordinary social interactions as opposed to maybe more literally what it is. Greater in combat than a person who conquers 1,000 times 1,000 people is the person who conquers herself. Certainly it is better to conquer oneself than others. For someone who is self-restrained and always lives with mastery, No one can turn their conquest into defeat. It's kind of nice. Better than 100 years lived with an unsettled mind, devoid of virtue, is one day lived virtuous and absorbed in meditation. It went, you know, the unsettledness. It's interesting, I think, that most people don't want to be unsettled, but a lot of people put up with being unsettled because there's important things to be agitated by. You know, so it's not the subtleness which has authority, but rather the what we're unsettled about, like, gotta, you know. And I think it's a great pity, because the things that we should be concerned about that are appropriate, I think we take care of better if we're settled. But it kind of, there's something about feeling needing to feel unsettled, or appropriate to be unsettled, or we should, you know, that. And sometimes socially it's like we feel, oh, they expect me to be unsettled. We have to, you know, they're unsettled and I better be unsettled, and let's all be unsettled together, because then I can show that I care. If I'm relaxed and calm, they won't think I care about what's going on. I have to. So better than 100 years lived with an unsettled mind, devoid of virtue, is one day lived virtuous and absorbed in meditation. Better than 100 years lived with an unsettled mind, devoid of insight, is one day lived with insight and absorbed in meditation. I think it's so true that I've known people who you know, are getting advanced in years, older people, who feel like, well, it's too late for me to practice. I should have practiced, you know, a long time ago, but it's too late for me now. And then I've known people who have been on their last days of their life, on their deathbed, literally. And their days are blessed. They couldn't care less if that 100 years before were unsettled. It just doesn't matter. It's, the past is gone. It's like this day is so special, so alive, so beautiful. Who cares? Who wants to measure? Because, you know, measuring just, you know, it's not really the point. So it's never too late. The value of a settled mind. Better than 100 years lived lazily and lacking in effort is one day lived with effort. Better than 100 years lived without seeing the deathless is one day lived seeing the deathless. That's quite a statement to make when someone's on their deathbed. You're about to die, and let's get on with it and see the deathless. What is it that's here? What's here that has no death as part of it? And there also I've known people who have been on their deathbed, and clearly they're tapping into something which is a degree of peace or freedom or ease that they're quite happy to call deathless. It doesn't belong to the world of birth and death. It doesn't belong to, you know, the whole usual ways in which we conceive the world. And it just seems like this is the most important. This is the valuable thing. And all the concerns of life kind of recede from importance. All the concepts and ideas and shoulds and shouldn'ts and history and what happened and what didn't happen. And it's kind of like, that becomes kind of a that becomes pale compared to some kind of deep peace. Better than 100 years lived without seeing the Dharma is one day lived seeing the Dharma. So I like this little chapter because of this, this idea of, one day, this day, kind of brings the whole thing down to this moment, just now. It kind of like the idea that we're here in it for the long term, in terms of, I got to, the perspective shifts from kind of a grand scale of time to, or a lot of words that we speak, to something that's immediate in here. The immediacy of this moment, the immediacy of the impact we have here. What is that impact? What is the connection? What are the words we speak now? What is it that to be attentive now? What are we tuning into? What are we preoccupied by? What's available here and now? And so it's a shift of business as usual. And this shift from business as usual, the usual mind that's spinning and caught up in its thoughts and its concerns and the next thing and the next project and arranging this and wanting that and avoiding this. But what is it? What is it? What is the word that brings peace now? What is the practice of the moment that shifts the paradigm, shifts the perspective here? Because, as it said in this practice of ours, we're not trying to see something new. We're trying to see in a new way. So if we're looking for something that's going to be the solution, the answer, it's in the seeing that the answer is found, not what we see. So one day, one moment, one hour of seeing in a spacious, still, open way is better than having seen all the seven wonders of the world. The greatest wonder is the seeing, mind, awareness, which has been set free. So, I hope you enjoy your day today.